Today I'm speaking with members of the 2013 Agricultural Issues Forum Career Development Event winning team from the Madisonville FFA chapter in Texas. These students are Benjamin Shake Snyder and Bethany Baker. So what was the team activity for this CDE?
We had to take a topic that we felt impacted our county agriculturally, and so we took the fracking industry, the oil industry. So we had a side that was for the issue and a side that was against it. We also had an introduction as well. And so there were two of us that were for it, and so we had to look up and research a lot about that so that way we could make sure and tell the judges all the good things about it and why it helps our country and why it helps our county as well. And then the opposing side would give reasons why it was a bad thing and why they shouldn't do it. And then the introduction just gave like an intro to the fracking industry and how it got started.
How did your team prepare for this event?
With our particular topic, we had a lot of research work that went into that. And there was just so much research. We had to look into the background of the fracking industry so much. We were all kind of tasked and had to do research for ourselves and find out things. Just because there was so much to look up, we all individually had to look up different things.
What did it mean to your team to win the CDE?
Well, we worked on it for a little over a year now. We started it at the beginning of the school year last year, and state was won in December. And it's just so much work got put into it, just so many days of missing school, so many afternoon practices, morning practices, drilling, getting chewed out a little bit, but, you know, it helped us out. We just put in so many man hours learning and gaining knowledge on our event that I actually got very avid on the issue. Like, I actually like informing people about it, and it's just, whenever we won nationals, it was just an experience I would like to experience again.
How would each of you encourage other students who aren't already involved in FFA to become involved in FFA?
I would definitely encourage other students to get involved. I mean, just with this event, I learned so much. My speaking ability has really increased a lot. With as many times as we had to go out and perform our presentation, the way that you get up there and just have to show off what you know and really explain to people, it just really builds your confidence, and you'd really know what you're talking about. And so the more you speak, the better you get, of course. And so just going out there and doing that and having to research and learn about it, it really opens your mind up to what things are out there in the agricultural world that many people don't know about.
To add on to what she said, whenever I came into high school, I just kind of got into FFA because my friends were in it. I wasn't really expecting to get involved that much. But in particular, ag issues, it really did. It made me develop speaking skills that I didn't have 2 years ago. It just opened my eyes to how big FFA actually is, not just in my school, not just in my state, but actually nationally. And there's a lot of scholarship opportunities out there. And really, whenever you are out of high school, I think it's just going to be a good thing to look back on, remember the memories, all the trips with your ag teachers and the students. FFA is just something that I'll cherish for a lifetime.
Well, it's been a pleasure to speak with both of you. Thank you so much for your time. And now, shifting gears a little bit, we're speaking with Tommy Ozio and Cody Culp, members of the 2013 Marketing Plan Career Development Event winning team. Cody, what is the team activity for this CDE?
What we basically did is we took a local ag business, and then we came in and developed a marketing plan and pitched it back to the owners, telling them how they could improve their business and expand and grow.
So how did you both and your team prepare for this event?
First, we had to understand the business we were going to help develop the marketing plan for. So it took a lot of research, not just individual research breaking up, not just working on the plan itself, but also learning about the competitors and the business that we were talking about getting into.
We also had to look a lot into actual marketing. When you're at nationals, they give you the vocabulary terms that you have to know. You know, I never realized how much actually went into marketing until we began this team. Like Cody said, we had to check into other competitors, and we actually went out to one of our owners' homes and learned all about their company. I mean, it took numerous hours and nights just to get half the information.
Tommy, what did it mean to your team to win this CDE?
It meant a lot to me because the year before I was at Nationals with our Ag Issues team, and we got second, and I mean, it was a great feeling, and it was like nothing other just to get that far. But when I was able to take another chance at another swing at it, and I finally could succeed, I mean, it felt like I could finally be at ease about being at Nationals because I finally proved to myself that we could do it.
So how would you both encourage other students who aren't already involved in FFA to become involved in FFA?
I think they kind of just have to take your word for it. I mean, that's what I had to hear whenever I just started out. You just have to take the upperclassmen's words for it who've been there and they've done that. You can think back to whenever you heard that, oh, it's great, and it'll help you develop into a better person, a better leader, and you develop all these skills along the way. And then you can look back and see how FFA really developed you into that person that they talked about. Not just breaking out of your shell and being able to speak in front of people, but also just being a better leader and a better person when you come out of it. And you kind of just have to take their word for it and understand that whenever you finished, that you were able to see how you changed.
There's a lot of truth in what Cody's saying about you just have to take the upperclassmen's word for it, because freshman year, all the freshmen's coming out saying, you know, if I didn't get to do an event, you know, they didn't enjoy it, because the first year, freshman year, you have to learn about everything ag has to offer. And sometimes it's just a little overbearing. It's too much to take it into 1 year in Ag 101. But once you get past that first year and you get to choose your ag classes, you get to choose, say you're someone who likes to go fish. You can take the wildlife and fishing class, or say you like flowers, you can take the floriculture class. I mean, there's so many different options in ag to suit anybody that wants them. And it's just like when you start out at any business or anything, there's going to be the first year where it's tough and you have to get started. But after the first year and you get your roots down and you get to know what you're doing, that's when you start enjoying it.
Well, I've really enjoyed speaking with you both. Thank you so much for your time. That was Tommy Ozio and Cody Culp of the Madisonville FFA chapter in Texas.